welcome to Gav's Network, Good Habits, Episode 2. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody that celebrates that today. I hope you have an absolutely fantastic day with your loved ones and friends. And I hope everybody else who's not celebrating Thanksgiving has a fantastic day with their loved ones and friends. I want to say an absolutely massive, massive thank you. I'm very, very honoured for all the tremendous feedback that I've had from my first ever episode. I'm actually very, very overwhelmed by it. I wasn't expecting that sort of feedback, to be honest. And it blew me away. So everybody that's given me feedback, sent me comments and congratulations that I've, you know, done a podcast, got over this procrastination and started this journey. Thank you so much from the bottom of my heart. It means so much to me. And I am on the right path and I'm gonna keep on going. You know, someone said to me the other day that they was listening to a podcast and it was like something like number 1672 or something like that. But that podcast had to start at episode 1. So, you know, thinking about that and visualising where I want to take this into the future, it's an exciting journey. And a little reminder that everybody, you know, started, you know, episode 1, we were doing podcasts, we were successful. They all started there at episode 1. So, yeah, I'm thankful for getting over my procrastination and, you know, jumping off that ledge into the unknown and going for it. So, what am I going to talk about on episode 2? Well, I want to talk about coincidences. What are coincidences? Are they coincidences? What I believe, and I don't actually think that we have coincidences. I just believe that we are in the correct vibration for certain things to happen to us. So if we're in a negative vibration and we've got nothing positive going on, you know, that, you know, everybody's been there at some point, or we've got a friend who's been there, and just, you know, negative things happen, you know, and sometimes it's, you know, it's unbelievable things will happen. But then you can reverse that and raise that vibration from a low vibration to a high vibration or a higher vibration and start to see, you know, other things happening, good things happening. You know, you meet the right people at the right time, you hear a little message just at the right time when you needed a little pick-me-up. You start manifesting things, you know, just like that. And it's a magical journey, you know, raising that vibration. Now I'm still on that journey, as I said in episode 1, and, you know, I'm chipping away at that cement. But it's just like things, I was discussing this earlier on yesterday, and, you know, things are just happening. And the little things for me all adding up, and it's making a big thing. And it is magical. So what I'm gonna say when, you know, things just happen at the right time, just to give you a little pick me up. I won't go into too much detail, but I have a little problem with my feet, and it's a little bone that gets stressed on the side of my foot, and when it gets stressed, it wants to swell and things, but obviously it's a bone, so it can't. So it refers to pain around my foot, into my ankle. And this actually started on Friday, you know, I could feel it twinging, so I'll just try to send my love on and try not to give it too much attention. And it, we were just gradually getting worse as the weekend got through. And on Sunday night, we was on the Master Keys Experience Class workshop, and we were asked to write down an affirmation. Because at the time it was at night for me, I wasn't really aware of what the affirmation actually meant. And I'll actually tell it you. I am whole, perfect, strong, powerful, loving, harmonious and happy. Now, on the Monday when I woke up, I could hardly walk on my foot, and I'd run out of anti-inflammatories, so my little sister had to go and get them. But I was doing my morning reads, and I've just started lesson 9 of the Master Keys system, and somebody had wrote a letter into Hennell called Frederick Andrews, saying about when he was ill as a boy and how he overcame it. And that was the affirmation that he said over and over and over and over and over again. He said it first thing he said it in the morning when he woke up, it was the last thing that he said when he went to sleep, and he just repeated it all day long. And immediately when I was reading it on the Monday, because I was obviously more alert, it was just a reminder about, you know, about my feet. And, you know, this affirmation just coming along just at the right time. Is that a coincidence? No, I don't think it is. I'm on that vibration. It's a reminder, isn't it? Definitely a reminder. And to cut a long story short, I actually started saying this affirmation all day on Monday. And on Tuesday, my foot was so much better. Usually, it usually takes... Once it's got that bad, it usually takes 3 or 4 days for them, so if I'm just to really kick in and start working. And I'd only taken 2, and my foot was so much better on the Tuesday, and then so much better on the Wednesday. And to cut a long story short, again, I actually stopped saying the affirmation as much on the Wednesday, and this morning there was a little twinge on my foot. So it was just a little reminder that, you know, this is an affirmation that I should be saying every single day. And so that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to say, I am whole, perfect, strong, powerful, loving, harmonious and happy. And keep my body in that amazing vibration that I am on now. And I know it's going to raise even more as this journey carries on. So I hope someone can relate to that story, and I hope you enjoyed it. And I'd like to know your feedback about, you know, do you think it is a coincidence, or is it because you are on that correct vibration for things to happen to you? Be amazing to hear your stories as well. So I'm going to wrap it up there, and if you want to contact me, all my social media links are in the notes for the podcast episode, and also there'll be a link to my website as well. If you want to check out the website and blog, that'd be absolutely amazing. So remember to greet this day with love in your heart. Peace be the journey. Love to you all. And I will catch you on the next episode.